Okay.
And apologies because she hasn't brought her glasses, but you should be all right, should you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Vienna. There is a cold that penetrates so deep inside me, the only way I can get warm is to have a bath. I've been cold since... Dagmar. Photos of the woman I failed to help are strewn all over the studio floor. I doubt I will ever finish the painting. How can I? Each photo accuses me. The day that forced me to leave Vienna, never to return, was one of those icing crisp days. When Dagmar arrived at the studio for the session I had arranged, on the pretext I needed more profile photos, she did not take off her coat. "I can't stop," she said. "I have to go somewhere. I want you to do something for me. I want you to meet me outside the Friedrichskirche at 6 o'clock precisely. I can't go into the church alone. It's dangerous for me. We can come back here when I've finished what I've had to do." And she did not complete her sentence, nor did she explain.
I'm going to have to read the rest now, aren't I? I want to know. Brilliant. That's just a little bit of one of the stories in the book. And then My Daughter Was an Astronaut. It's a poem, isn't it?
It's a poem, yes. And it's a little sad, just to warn you, but it's...
Well, I'll blubber anything, nice. So if you reduce me to tears.
OK. Right, My Daughter Was an Astronaut. My daughter was an astronaut. She sailed the inky night. Her smallest steps were giant leaps. She put the dark to flight. My daughter was the latest thing to hit the silver screen. She gave the heart to all the world, the best there's ever been. My daughter was a journalist. She braved the ceasefire line, endured the trials and found the words, revealed the cruel design. My daughter was a midwife who saw the future born. My daughter was a teacher. She touched the brightest dawn. My daughter had a concert grand and played to charm the angels. My daughter, the couturier, her name the hottest label. Morgan Grace was all of these. Morgan Grace was none. Her life is lived only in dreams. My darling girl has gone. My daughter was an astronaut. She sailed the inky night. She went ahead of me, her secret soul in flight. Across the darkest galaxy, a place I've never been. Who knows now what she has become? Who knows what she has seen?
Obviously from rather deep inside you, that was it as well?
Yes. It's strangely enough, this is one poem I never read out to the group. Just submitted it for the anthology. So that's actually the first time I've ever read it out to people.
Excellent. So, and how did it feel?
That was quite difficult, actually. It's kind of difficult towards the end there. But I need to practice because apparently I have to read this out on Wednesday at the launch party. So that's going to be in front of 100 people.
And is it about a daughter? Yeah.
That is about my daughter, yeah.
So very, very close to you then.
Yes, yes. She died at only 40 days. So I wanted to write about what I was feeling, and there's two different things I was feeling. Things that I wanted to show her and things that I wanted her to be. You have dreams about them. And I just wanted that's the one about what I wanted her to be. And quite frankly, she could have been anything at all. Would have been fantastic for me, as I'm sure you understand. But I wanted to remember those feelings. And that's what my poetry is about. I write the poetry in order to remember the thoughts, the places, the times, the things that I've seen and how I reacted to them. And that one's a tough one.
Well, thank you for reading it for the first time here as well. It'll probably get easier to
probably
read.
Will.
I don't know, though, because so many emotions tied up in it.
Yeah.
And I imagine quite a lot of writing that's in the book is like that as well.
Yes, I was going to say Eleanor, who's sitting out there, she writes very personally, but she manages to get humour into her. So she is... very entertaining. She manages to get humour. There's a lovely story in there about vinyl babies.
Bizarre. Completely bizarre.
If people want to get a hold of a copy of the book, is it quite easy to get a hold?
Well, we're in the start of our process of trying to get it into all of the shops in Suffolk. Waterstones have been very supportive, particularly in Bury St Edmunds, and so they've got rather a lot of copies and rather well displayed at the moment, which is great fun. We're having a launch party at Waterstones. But gradually over the course of this month, I expect to see it in most bookshops around the county.
Okie dokie, so okay. Keep your eyes out. And we'll keep details here and we can always
put them in. And you can get it on the website.
And